Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Fashion Unfiltered. I am Donna M., your host and owner of Donna M. Collection Lifestyle Brand. Today is another episode all about building your confidence and inspiring your fashion journey. Our podcast is a mixture of conversations that will ignite your confidence from the inside out. We get to explore all things fashion, from the latest trends, the journey of building a successful business, and fashion hacks and tips. So let's get right to it. Welcome to Fashion Unfiltered, Quintan.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome, 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 welcome. Well, guys, today, this is going to be epic because I have my friend, my business consultant, mentor, coach, Ms. Quintan Johnson here today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Quintan is actually the founder of OTB Fashions, which is located in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully that'll be my hometown.
Yes, okay. I'm so ready. Yes, please come to Atlanta. Yes.
So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to get started and just want to start by just sharing how we met. I think many people don't know that we actually met, became good friends maybe about 3-4 years ago. You can correct me at any time. But we met as a result of a blog at that particular time. Quintan was doing some blogging. She actually is still a blogger, but got one of her blog posts and read it and didn't realize as I was reading that we shared the same birthday. So that blog post is actually about her birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it was our birthday on that day. Just long story short, we just, built a friendship from there. We did do some collaborations and some other business transactions together. But just to add, I just wanted to say that Quintan is such a big giver. And all she wants is to see everybody win. So thank you for being.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Inspiring and inspiring.
Yes, absolutely. That you are. So take us down this timeline because, like I said, you started off as a blogger. You're still blogging. But that's where you actually started before you got into boutique ownership. So just share that with us.
Okay, so I started blogging in 2012, and of course, I used to blog a lot. I don't blog as much as I used to, but I'll get one in every now and then. But blogging also led me into collaborating with brands. And of course, because I'm a fashion blogger, everything that I did represented fashion. So I would always wear, this from this store, that from that store, or work with different boutiques and wear their clothes. So I came up with the thing. I'm like, okay, if I could wear other people's clothes and sell it, then you know what? Maybe I could live out my dream of always wanting to have my own store.
Right.
And start selling clothes myself.
Right.
So that's when I kind of branched out on my own. A lot of people don't know this, but I used to sell on eBay. And I used to sell, I used to actually sell my clothes. What happened, I lost a lot of weight. So I went from wearing a size 14 to like a size 10.
Okay.
So what I did is start selling stuff because I buy nice things and I have a lot of shoes. So I would sell my shoes and sell my clothes that I couldn't wear anymore on eBay. And I did pretty well.
Right.
Really, really well. So that's when I kind of knew too, I sort of had something. And and just being inspired by people who I partner with, that I could collab with. Also, I had a mentor too, who, gave me a lot of good advice. So I was like, let me just try this thing.
Right.
And I kind of stepped out there on my own. I never really had a lot of help. So I had to kind of teach myself. So that is the reason why I'm passionate about helping other people, especially if they're on a path to blogging, on the path to wanting to sell, clothing, whatever it is that you want to sell. Mm-hmm. So I try to support, help, and also give people advice and guide them in the right direction because I didn't have that. So I want to give back in that way.
Right. Well, speaking of what you just said, wanting to give back because you didn't have that, I remember us having a conversation about that. When you actually started blogging, you know, you quickly learned starting out that many people that you reached out to for questions or guidance weren't open to helping. And
no one. The blogging world can be a crazy world because it's such a competitive community. So it was very hard to find help. Like just simple things like, okay, how do I build up my SEO? What plugins do I use? You know, how do I start a course, you know, on my website? How do I build my website? How do I change, you know, how my website look?
Right.
Because what happened when you don't know these things, you end up paying people. And most of the times the people that you pay don't even have the knowledge. So sometimes you end up losing money too. So I sort of educated myself. One of the key things that I did was I got on this, it was an app called, what is the name? Meetup.com.
Okay.
And I connected with people. Let's say my blog, my platform that I use is WordPress. So I connected with a group that was a WordPress group.
Right. Okay.
And through that group, you connect, you meet people, and they can help you more than they can assist you in what you need and educate you on what you need to do. So that can save you a lot of time and a lot of money. And as you know, I have the group, we have the group Atlanta Fashion Bloggers. That was a great group too, because I also connected and met people who, you know, together we would work to figure certain things out too. So, you know, I love blogging. I miss it. I'm going to try to pick it back up. It's kind of hard to do when you're trying to run your social media blog and your business. But blogging has opened a lot of doors for me.
Expanded
me, you know, just it's been a blessing.
So in so many words, even though you kind of like met some challenges, you overcame those challenges real quickly.
Yes.
Because you know, you got involved with the meetup group on meetup.com.
Yes.
You got involved with Atlanta Fashion Bloggers. And I think that was a great comeback, because for most people, they probably would have given up. And so I'm so glad that you shared that, because that is something that I think, you know, all of us probably need to hear. You know, just because you get a no here or no there, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get a yes. It's not going
to
be
exactly. You have to, you have to keep pressing on. You cannot give up. And then when I would cry, and I would just be like, "Oh, I don't know." And there were days when I have considered, you know, to, I wanted to stop. I was like, "I'm gonna stop blogging."
Right.
But send me a reminder that no, don't do that. So you know, it's hard work. And it's challenging work, but this is the thing. If you can't find anyone to help you, is there are always resources where you can connect with someone, or you can learn how to figure it out on your own.
That is so true.
You know, so it's just a thing that you just have to push yourself, pray on it, and keep trying, because you can make it. You can have a blog. The key thing with a blog is consistency. Want to monetize it. It's just consistency, making sure you have good content, and you have to join some blogging groups. A lot of people will not tell you that. They will say, "Oh, I don't do blogging groups," but they do. And blogging groups are good for support. Also, it's good for growth. Comes to your social media.
Okay. So then you would say that it was those groups that actually kept you confident.
Definitely. Everyone needs support. So however you can get that support is a good thing. And it's great when you can connect with like-minded people.
Right. That is so true.
You can learn from them. Like literally watching someone, seeing what they do, you can learn, you know, is that I need to do.
Exactly. Okay. So, I mean, you answered all of my, the few questions that I did have in the very beginning. I mean, you nailed them on the head. So you knew exactly what I was actually.
See, it's that cancer thing.
I think so too. So before we move on, I want to just say thank you for not rejecting me.
And you know what? I'm glad that I met you, because you, like, I literally helped you out, but I saw you, to me, just do your thing, like, bam. And I'm just like, okay.
Right.
He just, you know, I was like, you really inspired me to get on. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I need to get on it. Uh-oh. she on it, you know? So that's a great thing when you help someone and then right. see them, like, advance and just move forward.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
Right. And I appreciate you saying that, because it's like, you know, a lot of times we don't even feel like we're doing anything. You know, like you said, there are many times you wanted to give up, but you mm-hmm. didn't. Mm-hmm. And so just by you saying what you just mentioned, you know, it boosted my confidence. And I think, you know, it's so true. We need other people to do businesses. We just can't mm-hmm. do it by ourselves.
I'm telling you, it takes I learned that in the last, you know, when I was in my warehouse space mm-hmm. and in the warehouse space, it was a very diverse, community.
Mm-hmm.
And within that community, like, I literally witnessed other businesses supporting and helping other businesses. And I'm not saying they shot with that business. I'm saying literally educating, literally, right. Guiding, literally just, you know, this is what you need to do. Let me show you how I did this. Let me show you
right.
how I did this million. You know right. what I'm saying? Let me show right. you how I did this Facebook ad. You know, right. let me show you which shipping service I use and mm-hmm. how I set it up. You know, right. let me show you how you need to do your e-commerce. So it was that experience. It was a blessing for me. And I knew, even though I had to leave that situation because of, you know, COVID and all, mm-hmm. but I knew that it was part of the journey. So
right.
I was very thankful for it.
Right. Wow. I love that, because a lot of times we don't understand that when we go through things, mm-hmm. it's all a part of the journey from the start. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It definitely was part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you recognize that when it happens, you know, we'll be more susceptible to what's going on. And we'll understand, as each challenge takes place, mm-hmm. we'll see how and why it's unfolding and how it's taking us to level to level.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is OTB Fashion's mission? What is it that you want to accomplish in your boutique?
Well, my main mission is to just inspire women through fashion. You know, mm-hmm. I want women to love fashion, love create, you know, like, because fashion is what I provide, but your mm-hmm. style is what you create.
Right.
Because it
right.
tells, it shows everybody who you are. So through my fashions, I want to inspire other women. I want them to take what I curated for them. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And step mm-hmm. outside the box with it. And
right.
not be afraid to shine. And I will say, most of my customers are between the ages of, like, 34 to like 60. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we as women, we're always concerned with how we look, how our body look,
mm-hmm.
you know, what how other people see us.
Right.
But I kind of like wearing the clothes, because you get to kind of see someone who is, you know, I'm just a regular woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you get to see, and I'm a regular 50-something-year-old woman.
Right.
So you get to see, you know, hey, I'm still fly. I'm still dope.
Exactly. You know,
but this is what I got on. I can wear it. You can too. Let
right.
me show you how you can wear it. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you. Yeah, you might have a belly, but let me show you how we gonna work that. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So my mission is to just help women to find themselves through fashion, and through my fashion, through everything that I offer. I just want to be inspiring you. I love that people are watching my journey. They're watching my journey, because mm-hmm. when people see what you, I always tell people, I used to tell my kids, seeing is believing. You know, you can talk
right.
all day, but when people literally see what you're doing, then it really inspires them. And they're like, okay, so she did it, so I can do it too. So that's really what OTB Fashion is just all about right. empowering, inspiring, and every, you know, and I do it through fashion and style.
Right.
And, you know, here I'm planning on expanding. I would like to do a podcast also one day, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
And I want to get into shoes, selling mm-hmm. shoes, selling other things. It's things I'm working on, but you know, I'm just trying to figure it out because I don't know everything. Right. So I'm learning as I go.
Right, so, right, right.
So
right,
yeah, so right. it's a lot that how I envision OTB Fashions. The vision is huge,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I'm just working day by day to get it to a certain point. I try not to put too much thought in it because sometimes you can do too much putting too right. much thought into it.
That is true. Yeah, but, we always have.
Yep, Lord, yes, but you know, I'm determined to make it happen and do some things. And, you know, as you keep your eyes on me, you'll see how I kind of branch out and, you know, try different things so that I can just introduce my customers to different things.
Right, right, right. That is so true. That's, you know, one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because I wanted to like bring in different conversations from various people
mm-hmm.
to just share their journey, because it's the journey, it's the story that's really going to inspire people, not so much as what you're doing.
Oh, but yeah.
We know that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing it with purpose. You're doing it because you love what you're doing. And so it's always going to come from a place of inspiration. And just building women's confidence. I think on my website, I have that my mission is to inspire and ignite the inner beauty of every woman mm-hmm. and to build their confidence through style. And so this podcast was just a spinoff
mm-hmm.
of what we already do. You know, fashion, I would say, is the canvas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the canvas. And so I wanted to just dig a little deeper
mm-hmm.
Into, you know, how fashion and your confidence actually connects.
Right. It does. It mm-hmm. does. Because we as women, no matter how old you get, you're always, it's that confidence can always be, you know, either it's low or it's high, you know,
right.
you have it or you don't. But,
right.
you know, it's one of those things that, I'm going to say this, when you are confident, you're going to always be at your best.
That is so true.
You know,
that
is so true. No matter what no one says, you're always going to be at your best. So that's the thing when it comes to fashion. And when people look good, they feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so it kind of all goes together. You know, it's just like,
your mm-hmm.
if your hair isn't right, it's almost like nothing can be right. Right.
Right.
So
right.
the same thing with your outer appearance, you know, it plays a part with your inner self.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly. Okay, so I want to ask you this because you did work in retail, I think specifically as a merchandiser.
Mm-hmm.
So how has your retail or merchandising experience helped you as a boutique owner?
Oh my God, it helped so much. And I actually went back in retail once I made the decision to step out on faith and follow mm-hmm. my dream in 2014. So
okay.
I went from working, you know, a regular 9-to-5 job, 5 days a week, sending a desk, to working at Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, the transition was very difficult. It was very hard. And in the beginning, it was very depressing because when you work retail, you will be there on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up all day. You might have to work night shifts. You know,
right.
of course, holidays is just, you're going to work. But it helped me because at this point, working retail at 50-something versus working it when I was like 15,
mm-hmm.
it was a totally different experience because I literally went back into retail to educate myself.
Okay.
So as a merchandiser, mm-hmm. I learned how by purchasing units work. I learned how like Walmart, how they actually work. A lot of people don't know that. Like, let's say for instance, Revlon, it's mm-hmm. almost like they rent out a space in Walmart.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of times I think people think, oh, Walmart just buy all this stuff and they put it in their store. No, each vendor that's in there, they are there. Their stuff is in there to represent them.
Right.
They might have to send out their own merchandisers to make sure that things are in stock. They will hire a merchandising company and they will see to make sure, okay, Revlon, this is in stock. Maybelline, that is in stock.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft, you know, make sure all the cheese are out. Mm-hmm. Different type of cheese out. Make sure displays are set up right. Make sure you switch out seasonal sales, all those type of things. So I learned so much, which helps me when it comes to my own business.
Right.
And how you stock, how you display. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, you know, like, you know, a lot of people think, okay, I can have a boutique and I can just put the clothes up. No, you have to present it in a way that it attracts people.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Yeah, because people can clearly walk right past whatever you have and don't see it. That's so you have to make it where it's inviting to them.
Right.
So it helped me in so many ways. And that's another thing, when you do have your own business, that's a lot of time that you have to put in there,
mm-hmm.
put into it. And trust me, you might not even be getting paid. So
that is true.
So, you know, so I'm thankful that I got a chance to work back into retail, back as a merchandiser, because it helped me to see, okay, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So I realized even in the process, I was like, yeah, I do want to do this, because right. Especially working at Nordstrom's, I would get the opportunity to style for, like, when we were going to have a social media photographer come in,
mm-hmm.
and do pictures. You know, they'd be like, okay, can you style three of the girls?
Right.
They're going to do pictures. And that, I mean, that was a great opportunity and a great experience.
Right. So, right.
Yes. I'm glad that I did that. Went back into retail.
Okay. Okay. So what are the one or two myths or misconceptions you discovered since being in business?
To me, the number one myth is, you know how people think when you have a business, you're going to just be banked?
Yes.
You're going to make money?
Oh, yes.
No. Nope, nope, and no. And this is the other one. Girl, just get an online store. You can get one, but that don't mean anybody's coming to it.
That is true.
So that's another thing, because I think when people think online store, oh, you just gonna, no, you might have one, but no one ever comes within. You probably won't even get any traffic. So you have to, it's a lot of work that comes to get the traffic to your website,
right.
And get, yeah. So that's something that I would say is definitely a myth. Like, people think when you're a business owner, you're just gonna have money and it's
right.
Gonna be, you know, no,
right. That, you know,
no,
what?
No.
I had noted on my notes here pricing, and that goes back to, you know, really with pricing too. It's like, you know, I get it that, you know, everybody wants to get into this space because they're thinking they're going to make all this money. Everybody wants to get in this space because they think, well, you know what? If I sell my stuff at a certain price level, you know, I'm going to have all these people coming to my website. And it's like, not.
No.
So
it's it really isn't, but you see it all day, especially on TikTok. You know, everybody got a t-shirt business,
right?
You know, but not to say that you can't make money, but it takes a lot of work,
right?
You know what I'm saying, to build something and to kind of build an audience to where, you know what I'm saying, because everybody sells t-shirts. So what makes your t-shirt special?
Right.
Why I should buy your t-shirt?
Exactly.
So it's not as easy as people think. And it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're a person who just temporarily want to make money, then, you know, hey, go for it. But if you're trying to, for real, to build something, really want wealth from it, it's going to take it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of patience and a lot of time.
Right.
You know? And you got to figure out your audience, you know, like, am I going to sell $20 dresses or am I going to sell $100 dresses?
Exactly.
You know, like, you got to figure out what what will work, what's going right. to work. And right. one of the things I've learned, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'm afraid to take risks. But in business, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's a risk-taking thing. And you just got to go for it sometimes. And just
that's true.
You know? It's kind of nerve-wracking when you're a small business because you're
right.
like, you know,
right.
But that's honestly how it does work. You have to take risks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm glad you brought up those 2 points because, mm-hmm. I mean, I think they are probably the number one reason why most people even get into not just boutique ownership, I think business altogether,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know?
To, they want to make money, but, mm-hmm. you know, I have had the opportunity to be around people who are successful in it, but they're honest with me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like you can make something like I've learned, like I've seen business where like, let's say for instance, they make $100,000
mm-hmm.
and you know, you like, oh my God, if I could just make $100,000, but then they broke it down to me. Like once they make that $100,000, how quickly that $100,000 at the end, once they pay out everything, is just right. really $10,000.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So it's like, what, you know, and so it's, that's why you have to keep it going, you know,
right.
keep it going and then keep creating, keep evolving, you know, into mm-hmm. something more. And it's hard work. It's not easy work, but it can be enjoyed. If it's what you truly desire, what you truly want to do, it can be enjoyable.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. So. No, but you made a good point because, you know, with this money thing, you know, we think that we're going to make so much money, but, and we get into business just simply off of that fact. And mm-hmm. then suddenly we realize it's not what it is because it does take hard work,
yes.
and effort and time if you're going to do it the right way. And see, I think that's the difference between somebody who wants to start a business and grow their business mm-hmm. versus somebody who just wants to make some money mm-hmm. on the side, as you mentioned.
Right. Because one of the things too, you can't keep taking your money and spending it in your business.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
So right.
if you want to make it where it's legit and you want to build it up to something, you have to really build it up because it does take other people money. Sometimes
that's
to make those real money moves that you want to, that you want to take, because using your money, that you're falling a hole. That's
right.
what I have experienced.
Right.
So you got to make that money. You got to do your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that everything line up. Make sure your license. You know,
right.
you got to make sure everything is right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because I mean, we just think that, I mean, I think this is just so educational, informative mm-hmm. because unfortunately, there are still a lot of people who is in business, you know, mm-hmm. regardless of boutique, whatever they're in,
mm-hmm.
they don't realize that they have to pay taxes. They don't realize yes. that they have expenses
and
that you have to take
yes,
care of.
Yes. And a lot of times I don't think people know if your store, so let's say if you're on an e-commerce platform,
mm-hmm.
They report to the IRS once you make a certain amount. Once you make over right. a certain amount, they send it over to the IRS regardless whether
right.
you do or not. So the IRS is keeping track
exactly,
you know, of how much you're making. So that could come back and be a downfall for you. So it's
right.
important to make sure you're doing your taxes. And if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, get your business registered with the state. It's mm-hmm. the Secretary of State. And then within whichever county you operate your business out of, get your business license
right.
in the county. So
right.
I always try to tell you, instead of paying someone to do this for you, it's so much cheaper if you do it yourself.
Yeah, you know, I mean, actually, when I started, I actually Googled this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, I didn't pay anybody. I just went, I mean, we
yeah.
used Google and YouTube and everything yep. else. So it's like,
that's what I did too. But I'm going to tell you, I tell people where to go, because when I first started, I was only licensed within Clayton County because
mm-hmm.
Clayton County was where I lived and where I reside. So that's who I was licensed to. But then right. I tried to get a business account, banking account. Mm-hmm. They were like, we need for you to have this. And I'm not understanding what it is that they need. And it was hard for me to get someone to just say, Quintan, mm-hmm. you need to go to the Secretary of State.
Right.
You know, so right. that's why I try to tell people, go to the Secretary. And it's good to go to the Secretary. Really, it's actually good to go to the Secretary of State first, because someone could have the name that you are right. have of your business. So that's then true. You'll know if you need to change it before you go to get your license within whichever county you're living in, if right. that makes sense.
No, that is correct. Mm-hmm. That is so correct. And you know, we don't do which, you know, and I think it goes back to us not doing our research.
Yes.
We start mm-hmm. businesses and we don't even do research.
No, we don't. We just do stuff. And mm-hmm. see, when no one kind of corrects you, I'm always open for correction. And I right. thank God that I am disciplined that way. I don't get mad when people say, no, wait, this is what you need to do. You're right. not doing this right. Because it's good when you have people to guide you and put you right. in the right direction so that mm-hmm. you can be right. Because
right.
there's grants out there that they will give them to you, but only if you are legit and right. So
yes.
it's like, we, especially as African-Americans, we need to start taking advantage of this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, getting this money that's out here, because it's out there. It's just
right.
you have everything lined up.
Right.
And you can get everything lined up and you can do it.
Right, right, right. And it's great that you mentioned that, because I was talking with someone else, and I think the question to her was, we were actually talking about just being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
This individual actually got a huge collaboration with some big retailers across the state. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so, you know, they were contacted, and like she said, they had their processes in place. So when they were contacted, it wasn't like they had to get things
right.
in order.
Mm-hmm.
They were already prepared. And so
right.
preparation is so key.
It is. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't know the benefits of being registered mm-hmm. because, you know, I think.
It's definitely a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's more
mm-hmm.
important than having that license that within the county, because like I said, you can't get a business account, banking account if
right.
you're not. So
right, right.
You know, go do that first.
Right.
It will save you so much time, because you wouldn't want to have your business name after a mm-hmm. company that's in the same state that you're in, you know, because that's already confliction right there. It's a big conflict. So
right.
you could clear that up. Soon as you go to the Secretary of State, type it in. They're going to warn you right then, someone already had his name.
Exactly.
And then you know, okay, well, let's go back and redo this before you do your logos, before
right.
you do all that stuff.
Right, right,
go
right.
Go to the Secretary of State.
Exactly. I think so many of us, you know, we concentrate on, you know, the benefits. Mm-hmm. I guess of being an LLC is, you know,
mm-hmm. yes.
it protects you. You know, your personal assets, but you know, that's a great point that you mentioned, because mm-hmm. people need to know that first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They need to know. And mm-hmm. it's important. I, fortunate enough, I learned just from, you know, I, like you said, I Googled it. And then once you start making phone calls to these places, they are very helpful.
Right. That's
so
true.
They will guide you in the right direction to go.
Right.
But it's sad that you have to, I wouldn't want anyone to be as lost as I was, because that's a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I know the information. I can just tell you what you need
right.
to do, you know,
right.
if I know you, or if you're in Atlanta area, oh, I will meet up with you and I will sit down and show you
right.
what you need to do.
Right, right.
You know, because it's so, like, people literally be paying people $500 when you can literally this, I think it's like $170, and then after that it's $50 a year. It's like, it's just like, save your money, because you would need that money when it comes to buying merchandise or equipment for your business and
mm-hmm.
those type of things. So
right.
you could save on that end.
Right. That is so true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. So now I know that not only do you have the boutique, but part of your brand includes a clothing line. So what influenced you to do the clothing line?
Because I always wanted to be a designer, even though I don't know how to sew. Like, I was just always this dope, fashionable person. Like, when I went to school, I'm from Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, I'm going to say it, people going to get mad. But Atlanta is one of those places, especially now. Back in 85 or 80s, it wasn't as bad. But, you know, everybody kind of do what everybody else do. But I was like, you know what? No, I want to be different. So, like, I went to my school was an all-Black high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody then, they were doing the Jordache. They were doing, all the girls had a Gucci bag. Uh-huh. For me, I was like, no, I'm going to this. It was a store called Benetton. And I used to wear this brand called East Spirit. And then I used to go shop at, it's called Little Five Points. Because I just like to be different. Like, I used to wear Bally's. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they used to be like, what are those? Them Gucci's? No, it's bad. They're Bally's. Like, I just wanted to be, like, I was just going to do it differently. Mm-hmm. So I always had this passion when it comes for fashion. Like, that's literally, I had a passion for fashion.
Right.
So when I had the opportunity to create something, you know, for my own self, I was like, well, let me, you know, go for it. Because I was nervous. Because, you know, the person, they were in Africa. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be a good collaboration. It wasn't the best, you know, because I learned a lot from it.
Right.
But I did create some designs and I did get them sold. And, you know, it was worth the experience.
Exactly.
And so one of the things, and I did try it with another collaboration, which was horrifying, but I do plan to collab again to do, you know, to have just my designs. But right. I said I was going to pace myself, and because I don't have to do it every month or whatever. Right. I can do it every other year if I choose, but because it's my business. But, you know, it was a great experience, and I, you know, I don't mind sharing it with people with what I did, because once people see that you have a boutique, you know, they'll come in your, they'll DM you, and, you know, are you looking for it? La, 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 la. So it was a lot I learned from that experience. So I'm thankful for that. So for that, it was, you know, it was a cool, the clothes were well made. I was very happy. I did sell, you know, made a profit, not the profit that I would have wanted to make, but I did make a profit.
Right. Well, you know, it was your first line, and so you got many, many more to go.
Yes, yes, yes. So it would be great though if we could do this in America, but it's the manufacturers here is just ridiculous. How?
Yeah.
Like what they require. So
right. Right. Yeah, I heard about the manufacturing.
Yeah, it can be almost like a nightmare. So you kind of be like, well, I might as well just go. Some people go to China. So I didn't have that experience with China. Not to say I wouldn't try it, but, you know, it's up to the individual.
Right.
Know if you do it in America, it's going to cost like three times, about five, 10 times more than what you would get going to China or using someone in Africa.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, that depends on, you know, what you want people to, I guess, get from.
Yeah.
You know, the clothing line, because you might be somebody that, you know, I'm all American, so I want everything to stay in American.
Yeah.
It just depends. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I know that you are on multiple social media platforms, just doing what Quintan does.
Yes.
And you appear so fearless.
Thank you.
But I remember you sharing with me at one point that, you know, sometimes even when you're out there doing what you're doing, you know, sometimes you're scared.
Oh,
had you not tell me that, I would have never known. So what would you tell someone that struggles with social media fear?
Yeah, you just have to do you. Just push through you and do you, because I feel the fear is what people will think to the most part, you know, but don't worry about that. And when you're on social media, I think it's important, don't focus on the likes.
Right.
Focus on just what you're trying to do and the message that you're trying to get across to the people that do like you and that do follow you.
Right. You know? Right.
So that's the key thing to it, because I'm going to tell you, as a blogger, bloggers tend to do the same thing. I mean, because you see the same thing on Instagram. I mean, if you're on Instagram, you're going to see the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's because it's just a blog, like bloggers, like we either are with reward style or we're with collective style. Those are the two. And they pretty much give you a kind of like a syllabus of what to do for the month of May.
Okay.
So what would be popular? So everyone tends to follow that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it kind of is almost like, well, why all these bloggers this month they're talking about Pixie Beauty, you know, because, you know, it's just, that's on the schedule. That's what we're doing.
Right.
So I kind of like the same thing with my style. I want to do mine like this. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody doing this, but this is how I want to do mine.
Right.
This is what Quintan would do.
Exactly.
You know? So you just kind of, you know, sometimes I get into the trends, but I prefer not to follow all trends because I don't feel you have to. I feel it's important to be who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, I have a better time on TikTok because on TikTok, I definitely can be who I am.
Right.
You know,
right.
People just love it. They love it when I'm being who I am.
Right.
So, you know, on Instagram, it's almost like, you know, you got people that follow you, then they're going to unfollow you. And you
that's
know,
true.
Yeah. So you just kind of, your numbers be up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I know I had 15,000. Now I only got 14, you know, so you just kind of,
right.
Whatever.
Right. Right.
But,
right.
But it's important to just push through, do it, do you practice. Like practice. It's just like, you know, I told you when I used to first take pictures, I used to be sick on my stomach, but after a while, it's just a thing now.
Right.
And I record a lot of my own stuff. So I now use my tripod. I go outside with my phone and I tell people this, just invest in you a good cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I videotape what I want to videotape, how I want to do it and create. I might break it down through an app. Like some of the apps I use, InShot is one.
Right.
InShot. That's InShot.
Mm-hmm.
And Video Shop is another one.
Okay.
Those are my two favorites. And you can pretty much do all the little tricks and stuff like that that you want to do to edit to use on your Reels or TikTok. Reels, let me just give you a tip. If you wanted to get more views, once you upload your video to Reels, use some of their tools because that will help push your video through to get more viewers. Because with Reels, that's kind of what you want. It don't even matter how many likes you get. You really want people to see.
To view it. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what matters the most anyway.
Right.
Trust
right.
me. Like I tell people, they see you. They see you. Trust me. They see you.
No, they do.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yep. You be inspiring people. You don't even know you. You don't even know it, but they see you.
Right.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. But I'm glad you mentioned that point about not being so focused on the likes, because I think many of us, you know, we get stuck on how many people like our posts.
Oh, yes. People be getting sick over that.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, so important for us to, And I think it goes back to being confident.
Yeah. Just be confident. Do what you do. And when you're not, like one of the things I used to teach bloggers, sunglasses. Put on sunglasses when you do your videos, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, because we know our eyes are not being seen. So you kind of more relaxed. You know what I'm saying? And try to make poses where you feel more confidence, but just make sure your hands are not stuffed down in your pockets, you know, hunched over, you know, make poses where, you know, like that show confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, I said I was going to share a little video of, you know, some poses you can possibly do.
Right. Okay. That would be
simple. Yeah.
That would definitely be a great idea. I think people definitely appreciate that. Just that level of confidence, you know, it's, you know, basically the leading force behind, you know, what you do or what we do. And so think it's real important to just grab hold to just your confidence and just, you know, just do it. Like you said, right. Push through it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Just do it and push mm-hmm. through it. Yeah, mm-hmm. you have to. And don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Right. Like,
if you have a person out there that you admire, it's okay to admire that mm-hmm. person. But do you. You can learn from a person and you can like, okay, I like what they're doing, but I and you can do it like you would do it with your own spin on it.
Right.
But
right.
I always tell people, if you're following someone and every time you see them, you get discouraged and you need to maybe unfollow them.
That is true.
Know, and just focus on what you're trying to do and the message that you're trying to send.
Right, right. You don't want to fall prey to.
Yes. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you know how that can be, especially mm-hmm. in business, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, true. And that can happen a lot, especially when you're selling clothes. You know, you see one boutique selling something and you're kind of like, well, I need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but it might not do the same with you. Or right. it might not actually be selling with them.
That is
you know,
true.
But you don't know. You know what
that
I mean?
That is true.
You just think they're selling out. But right. they're probably not selling out.
Right.
Know? So, yeah, because retail is an up and down thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It is. Okay. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, this podcast won't be complete without conversating about what we love, and that's fashion.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
So I'm just going to ask you, what is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is red. And it's crazy because I hardly ever wear it. But it's my favorite color.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why I think it's my favorite color. Okay, I'm going to give two reasons. One, I'm a Cancer. My birthstone is ruby, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two, an older lady told me a long time ago that red stands for victory.
Wow, okay.
And therefore, it's just a winning color.
Oh, okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
You think, yeah, because when you think of red, like for real, you have on all black and you pop on some red shoes, it's like, woo!
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? You can have on all white, then you throw some red in there, it's like, whoa! You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
So yeah, so red is just that winning color. So when you do wear it, you do feel like you're winning. You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I so. Love it. I love that.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
That is awesome. Victory. I mean,
yes,
it makes
baby.
Sense.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
It
yes.
makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite fashion tip?
My favorite fashion tip is, for real, try not to follow trends.
Gotcha.
I feel like you should style yourself how you feel you want to.
Right.
Style yourself in a way that it represents you. Just because there's a trend, and trends are not for everybody.
Right. That is true.
And there are some trends that just shouldn't even be happening, but they do. Okay.
Okay.
So
I get
just,
it.
Yeah. So just, I say, don't follow every, you don't have to follow every trend. You can
that
do
is
you.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. I just shared a fashion tip this morning, and it says you should never choose clothes based on what society dictates as
there
the best fashion.
There you go.
And, instead, you should only wear clothes that make you feel good about yourself.
That's it. Period.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
That is it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's how it should go. And I'm telling you, if more people did that, then we would truly see more diverse when it comes to fashion, when it's
mm-hmm.
diverse in style, when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
Because everyone just be looking the same.
That is so
like,
true.
You know, so everybody be wearing, like, if you go through Instagram, I swear, you just be like, same outfit going down. You'd be like, oh my God, same thing.
That
yeah.
is so true. You just never really think about it in that sense. If
mm-hmm.
we all would be ourselves, be
mm-hmm.
our true selves, and just and be authentic.
Yeah. Like, go ahead and wear your boots that you bought last year because you like them.
Exactly.
Okay? Ain't nothing wrong. It don't matter that everybody else ain't wearing them, but you're going to be wearing them. So,
I know, that's right.
Okay. Do your thing.
Listen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say that I have not gotten, I got some name brand stuff, but let me tell you,
yeah.
I'm not into name brand. I'll go in the
right.
state and if I like it, I'm buying it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But you know, you don't have to get everything. Everything don't have to, you know, cause like I told someone, Gucci made mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
They really
that
do.
Is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so,
so true.
But it's other brands out there, and you need to explore it. See, but if you start exploring the world of fashion, you will learn that there is more than mm-hmm. just Gucci. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of brands out there that's fabulous.
Yes, and yes.
affordable. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so it's just, you know, like I say, be you. You don't have to always go right. with your friend. You know what I'm saying? Because I wear shoes. I get so many compliments on my shoes all the time, and most of my shoes are, a lot of them are like 10, 15 years old.
Right.
But right. no one will ever know. They never, where did you get the shoes? I'm like, I bought these like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So we always have to have the latest and the greatest.
Right. And see, that keep you broke though. That keep you true. With no money. So
that is true.
Yes. So learn how to use what you got. And that just be is you. And most true. Of the time, if people were to just do them, they'll have more money in the bank.
Right. No, that is true. No, you're correct on that. And I guess that kind of like goes back to the basics. Just having mm-hmm. the basics in your closet.
Yeah.
Using your basics to build your wardrobe.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Hey. And again, I'm not saying, you know, when you see a pair of new boots you want, don't get them. That's not what I'm saying. What
right.
I'm saying is don't feel pressure to get something because it's, oh, this is what people wearing. This is the trend.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, put your own spin on them. You know, exactly. do it how you want to do it.
Exactly.
I mean, because buy new things. I do buy new things, but, you know, I try to buy things. Me personally, I like timeless pieces. So right. something that I know, okay, I'll be able to wear this next year.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And the year after and the year after, right.
Okay, so now what is the one thing I would say that you have to have in your closet and why?
In my closet, I always have to have, I'm going to say this, I just always have to have a pretty pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's, I can have anything. I have to have pretty shoes. That's it. Like, that makes me the happiest.
Look, we're on the same page because I'm a shoe fanatic, too.
Yes, like, because I'm telling you, you can have on the most basic thing, but you put on the right pair of shoes with it. Oh, my God.
That is so
like, true. People swear you sharp to death. And all that you got on is a simple LBD. And it's just a shoe. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. for me, I just have to. It's like, I have to have a pretty pair of shoes. In my
yes.
I've got to. It's just yes. a must. I have to have shoes. I have to.
A girl can't live without their shoes.
I can't. And I have to. It's not a shoe. I have to like just have shoes. And I used to say I need, but I had to learn. No, you don't need.
Right.
You just want. So now I just go ahead and just say it, call it what it is.
Right.
You know, like they say, call a thing. I want those. I got
right.
Them. Yeah.
Right.
I want them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now here's the fun part. I just recently started adding this to the podcast, but it's just to, you know, add a little fun.
Okay.
And so I'm calling it, it's fashion fun time.
Okay. Okay.
And so the name of the game is for the rest of your fashion life. So for the rest of your fashion life, would you rather wear a little black dress or a bohemian maxi dress?
Ooh, a bohemian maxi dress.
Okay.
Yep. I know that might surprise you.
Yes, it actually did. I was thinking.
But for real, because on the deep down in me is that bohemian girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's deep in there. It's like, I might let it come out every now and then.
Right.
It's deep in there. It's real. Free People all the way.
Yeah, well, you know what? I love that brand too. Yeah, I love Free People as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It would be a bohemian dress.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maxi dress.
So, for the rest of your fashion life,
mm-hmm.
would you rather wear a crisp white shirt or a band tee?
A crisp white shirt.
Okay. For the rest of your fashion life, would you rather wear a paisley print palazzo pants or skinny jeans?
Palazzo pants.
Okay.
Uh huh.
For the rest of your fashion life, would you rather wear gold or silver jewelry?
Oh, that's a hard one. Oh, Lord, let's see. I guess I'm going to go with gold. I don't know why. I'm just going to say gold.
Okay. And for the rest of your fashion life, would you rather wear a jump jumpsuit or romper?
A jumpsuit.
Okay. And then the last question is, for the rest of your fashion life, would you rather wear a blazer or a long duster coat?
Oh, blazer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I was thinking you was going to go with that duster, though.
I know. But blazers, I love them.
Okay. That was real fun. I like that.
That was a lot of fun. You're going to have to help me with my podcast.
Oh, hey. Look, we can do this thing together.
Okay. Yes. I would love to. Because, you know, I would love to. Yes.
Okay. So, definitely. In closing, mm-hmm. where can listeners find you?
Oh, you guys, you have to go follow me, of course, at otbfashions.shop on Instagram. And you can also follow me at OutOfTheBoxFashion1 on Instagram. But check out my blog. It's OutTheBoxFashion.com. And you can also shop my boutique, otbfashions.shop. If you live in the Atlanta area, you can now order online and pick your items up. So all details are on my site. And you can also find me on Facebook, otbfashions.shop.
Very good, guys. So I want you to just go head on over there and check out OTB Fashions.
Yes, check me out. And if you're in the Atlanta area, you should stop by and see me.
Yes.
Can I give the address?
Yes.
1439 Old Salem Road. I'm Suite A5. That's in Conyers, Georgia. My hours are Thursday, Friday from 12:30 to 7:30. Saturday, 12 to 7:30.
Okay, so you heard it, and so you have no excuses. So if you're in the area,
okay.
If you're in the area, you just need to go on and stop by.
Yes, they do. They need to stop by. Come by and see me. Mm-hmm.
So I so appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast. So thank you so much.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you for inviting me.
I loved it. So once again, guys, we have Quintan Johnson of OTB Fashions from Atlanta, Georgia. So check her out.
All right.
Okay. Until next time.
Okay. And thank you guys. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I am Donna M., the owner of Donna M. Collection Lifestyle Brand. Thank you, as always, for listening to Fashion Unfiltered. You can listen to our episodes on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Please like, follow, and share. You can also follow the boutique on Instagram and Facebook at Donna M Collection. Subscribe and shop the boutique via our website at DonnaMCollection.shop or stop by our physical location at 946 C2 Orleans Road, Suite 109, Charleston, South Carolina. Until next time.